Exclusive: Donald Trump, invasion coming at the border. U.S. has captured thousands of illegal aliens. By Alexander Marlowe, Matthew Boyle, Amanda House, and Charlie Spiring on March 18, 2019. President Donald Trump told Breitbart News during his exclusive interview last Monday that there is an invasion of illegal immigration coming across the southern border. "You are talking about an invasion," Trump said in response to a question from senior Breitbart News White House correspondent Charlie Spiring about immigration. "People get angry on the other side when I use the word invasion. This is an invasion, but it's an invasion not only of people, but an invasion of drugs and human traffickers and other things." Trump also argued that the language that the United States should use for illegal aliens whom federal agents take into custody should be the word captured rather than apprehended. He also argued that he needs more Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agents to shift from a catch and release and other loopholes that allow illegal aliens to take advantage of the system and get into the country. "Look, I need border security. We've done a great job," Trump also said. "Look, when I say we apprehended 75,000 people last month, you know how good a job, these aren't people that came in. These are people that have been, I say. Should we use a different word? Because maybe they don't understand the word apprehended. Maybe they don't know what it means. Should we use the word captured? We captured 75,000 people last month. It's never been like that. The biggest problem we have, we've apprehended / captured 75,000 people. The problem we have is you have catch and release. You have all of these crazy loopholes. What we do is, I call catch and keep." Trump also argued that the need for the border wall is exemplified in the fact that more people come across in areas where there currently is no barrier. "Don't let anyone tell you they don't come through those areas," Trump said. "When they have women in the back of a van because, you know, when they stop at a port of entry, they open the doors so they're going to see it. When they have big boxes of drugs, they open the doors. The biggest part comes in the areas where you don't have the walls, where they go out into the land, into the deserts." Alexander Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Matthew Boyle is the Washington political editor of Breitbart News. Amanda House is the deputy political editor of Breitbart News. And Charlie Spiring is the senior White House correspondent for Breitbart News.